Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I got on late today. There were 200 of you on the line before I got on, but oh my goodness, it's wonderful to hear your voices. And I'm sure there's about 1,000 of us. Last week, we even have every state in the United States. And we're, of course, welcoming all you who are stationed in other places by our Lord. Netherlands signed on that I heard. Praise God, hallelujah. This is a prayer call for Israel. But as we are praying, we're not going to forget those here in our own country where the flood is hitting, where the rains, the heavy rains are hitting, and record-breaking, it looks like, flooding. Hurricane Sally makes landfall, life-threatening flooding. And so when we get to the part where we, and the fires, of course, when we get to the part where we're praying in tongues, we will ask the Father to use our tongues where He wants to. And, of course, our emphasis today is going to be Israel, but we will also, he'll use them. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lord for you folks down on the Gulf Coast, for you other places. Bless the Lord. Of course, the big news in Israel is the peace treaty between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. And so this is from the Jerusalem Post today. The peace treaties are signed, marking the dawn of a new Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signed on Tuesday's historic groundbreaking normalization agreements with the UAE and Bahrain, the third and fourth ever between Israel and the Arab countries. I think it's been 29 years ago, but of course they signed a peace treaty with Egypt, and they signed one with Jordan. The one with Jordan has particularly been advantageous to Israel. President Trump said yesterday, "This is an incredible day for the world." I watched it. I watched all of it. I knew this was historic. And he said at the start of the ceremony, and the courage, he said, of the Israeli and Arab leaders has enabled these countries to, quote, take a major stride toward a future where people of all faiths live together in peace and prosperity. I want you to remember that word, prosperity. The president calls it the Abraham Accord. And, of course, these are all sons of Abraham. Netanyahu spoke next, reminding the audience that the Jews have prayed for peace for thousands of years, and the citizens of Israel have prayed for decades. But he said, and not but, but going on, he said, the day, quote, brings hope to all of the children of Abraham. Now, despite what those two Arab leaders said, and you have to know about dealings with the Middle East, they say things because they have to say them for the folk back home. But what they actually signed has nothing to do with a two-state settlement, with a two-state solution or settlements. This headline in the paper, two states and settlements were not a part of Israel deals with the UAE. A settlement freeze or two-state solution with the Palestinians are not a part of the Abraham Accords. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signed on Tuesday the Declaration of Peace, Cooperation, and Constructive Diplomatic and Friendly Relations between Israel and the others is only one page long, and it simply states that they will continue, quote, the efforts to achieve a just, comprehensive, and enduring resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As many people said yesterday, the Arab states are really tired, and they didn't base anything upon the Palestinian and Israel solution or agreement, because they're tired of the Palestinians just saying no, no, no to everything that Israel offers. And so they stepped out themselves. Now, it wasn't long after this was announced that they were going to make this agreement till I got a text from someone who's pretty quick to make their judgments on everything, a minister. And they said, oh, the president, I love him, but he's made a terrible mistake. I don't think he's made a terrible mistake. John Hagee doesn't think he's made a terrible mistake. CUFI issued a statement on it yesterday, and John Hagee was there for the signing, invited to be there. So why don't I think it's a mistake? Well, you have to go to the Bible. You just can't go to people's opinions and what they think. Here's what the Bible says. The crack out of the box, God said to Abraham, Genesis 12, 2 and 3, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those, that's plural, who bless you, and him, singular, who curses you, I will curse. And all the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you. Now, the King James and most other Bibles, translations into English, don't get what that the nuance of that statement, that last phrase. All the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you. That means it's up to them. They have a choice. They can bless Israel or not bless Israel. The only one that I found of the English translations, and I didn't look in all of them, that kind of got it close, is the Amplified. And it says, in you will all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed. And then they have in brackets, they shouldn't have put it in brackets. And by you, they will bless themselves. But at least they've got it in there. The action is, the nation takes it. Now, blessing and cursing. The simplest way, Ibn Ezra, who's one of the sages, points out that the most accurate description of the Hebrew word bracha, blessing, is increase. The most accurate description of the word for curse is decrease and loss. So I think one of the things we can, and this is what the president said, this is going to bring about prosperity. It's going to bring about prosperity in trade and prosperity in other ways. As far as I can tell, Genesis 12, 3 has no shelf life. It doesn't run out. While there are nations, and we are in the time of the judgment of the nations, God said in Zechariah, I'm going to bring you to the touchstone, Jerusalem. And that's going to be, you could cut yourself to pieces by cursing them. But if you bless them, I'll see that you're blessed. So it's no shelf life on Genesis 12, 3. It seems to me, and I know this is so because why? How can I tell? It lasts at least until Jesus comes with all his holy angels at the sheep-goat judgment. Matthew 25, 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, this is not when he meets the church in the air, but when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. Not the Jews, not the church, the nations. What has just happened? On the earth, this is Matthew 25, on the earth, Matthew 24, is all about the time of Jacob's trouble, the 70th week of Daniel, what we call, it's a Shemitah cycle that we call the Great Tribulation. Jesus comes back, Revelation 19, on his white horse and stops the Antichrist and all those nations who have fought against Israel. He judges them and stops them. And then, before him are gathered all nations. We don't see any resurrection here. This is a judgment for those nations who were here during the tribulation period, and whether or not they blessed Israel, whether or not they took his brethren into their homes or sheltered them from the Antichrist and all of his foes or visited them. I shall read it to you. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, Matthew 25, 31, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And they said, then he'll say, You did this, you visited in prison, you did this, you did that. And they said, When did we do this? In Matthew 25:40, And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Micah 5 calls the Jews his brethren. So those nations who treated Israel right are being judged here. This is a judgment of the nations who were here on the earth during the tribulation period. So if they blessed Israel, they're going to get blessed. That is still the working of Genesis 12:3. So I see that these nations have stepped into the blessing circle, at least for now. We'll see if they stay there. But right now, it seems they are blessing Israel, and they will be blessed. Some say, well, they're not supposed to make a covenant. Well, that's not exactly. You have to look and see what all that entails. There were not. They were advised. You've heard thorns in a side. They were told, not advised, commanded by God, that when they went into the land, they should not make a covenant with the Canaanites. Exodus 34:12. Take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither you go, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. Exodus 34:15. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a whoring after their gods. So this has nothing to do with that. This has nothing to do with any nations in the land. These are the sons of Abraham that God sent. Abraham sent, if you'll read the book of Genesis, Abraham sent them to the east. They're the sons of Ishmael. They're the sons of Esau, but they are the sons of Abraham. And we see at least in Zechariah, it looks like Egypt's going to be there, and they're one of the ones that have made a covenant with Israel and blessed Israel. Now, moving on. A big, big thing to pray about. And of course, when we pray for Israel, we pray for its leaders. Benjamin Netanyahu is the acting prime minister right now. And we have our leader that we've been praying for. And they made these decisions. And I believe they're directed by God. But here's something that Benjamin Netanyahu is facing, his own land in a great crisis. The Israeli government approves a 3-week lockdown beginning Friday. The closure will go into effect at 2 p.m. on Friday and last through Simchat Torah on October 9. The country is heading into a 3-week, nearly total lockdown on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. The government determined on Sunday, after more than 7 hours of heated debate, the closure will go into effect 2 p.m. on Friday and last through Simchat Torah on October 9. This includes all the high holy days. This includes Rosh Hashanah, which will be Saturday. I'll be at Pastor Mack and Lynn Hammond's church for Rosh Hashanah. Looking forward to that. And it's going to last through, of course, it will cover Yom Kippur, and of course it will cover the Feast of Tabernacles, right unto the 8th day, Simchat Torah. Remember, Feast of Tabernacles is a 7-day plus one. During the lockdown, the school system will remain closed except for special education and programs for at-risk youth. People will not be able to venture more than 500 meters from home. Restaurants, shopping centers, and businesses that offer leisure and recreational activities will be shut down. The private sector will be allowed to continue working so long as these businesses follow the Purple Ribbon Protocol. The public sector will operate in a limited format, like it did in March and April. Now, there is one line that says the airport will stay open. I don't know what all that entails. Finally, there will be a special outline for High Holy Day prayers. Benjamin Netanyahu explained, there are detailed regulations that the government will approve in the next 2 days. I know these steps will take a heavy toll, that this is not a holiday we are used to, and that we will certainly not be able to celebrate with the whole family. But he added, if we are not careful to follow these basic steps, the virus will spread. Anyone who does not keep the directives is harming other people. Now, here's what really, really triggered this. The vote on a lockdown came after last Thursday's coronavirus cabinet meeting, at which hospital heads from throughout the country raised a red flag and said that the situation in their coronavirus units and among their staff was becoming unsustainable. The hospitals in Israel have to be able to take any kind, like for instance, right now they're shooting over that to Gaza border again. You have to be able to take emergency basis things. And I read a little more about this, that the hospitals are really in a difficult position should anything happen. Their latest coronavirus peak in Israel was on Tuesday, 5,523 patients in a single day. They screened 57,000 people, and 1 in 10 tested positive. The infection rate on Wednesday stood at close to 10%, meaning that almost 1 in every 10 people tested in the last 24 hours tested positive. It is even more striking when one considers, the most significant increase in cases is among youth aged 14 to 19, likely a result of schools resuming on September 1st. This is very interesting to me. My granddaughter is, Terry's daughter, is in her first year of residency in her doctoral. She's done a year of intern, and she has to do 2 residencies, and she's in her first one here in Branson, and there's been a dramatic drop in this area of COVID. So I don't understand all I know about this. I know it didn't come from God. I know anything that didn't come from God, we can take our authority. We can pray against. Oh, Father, I am so thankful that you have raised up a prayer force for this very hour. And I so know that this prayer force is effective, and that things are coming, Holy One of Israel, Holy One of Israel, that are the results of these people praying. Father, how roasted a Micaiah, how marvelous and wondrous it is. Right on this line this morning, we can lift our voices. Lift our voices, first of all. Praising you and thanking you. Thanking you and praising you. Praising you and thanking you. And thanking you for the privilege of prayer. Oh, Father, I hear everywhere. I hear from prophets that I know are true prophets. And I hear from others, oh, Holy One, how you are petitioning, not petitioning, but emphasizing prayer. And so, Father, in that emphasizing prayer and in that marvelous way you gave us to pray, you said, he who speaks, 1 Corinthians 14:2, in another tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. O Lord, you have the mystery of Israel. You have the mystery of the church. You have the mystery, O Kalamaranda, of iniquity. You have all these things that you've told us, and many more you have not. But we're standing this morning on 1 Corinthians 14:2, and we're asking you to take our tongues and give them utterance, exactly what you once said through all these people. I'm sure 1,000, some there are the bange, he shando, and brostinamakaya to them their tongues from on high. Kibratonyane makara, remembering all the things we've mentioned, including our dear country. Silobrantene makaya, and its coasts under attack by water and fire. But we know by the enemy behind it. You have said those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one, Jesus Christ. And so, Holy Father, help these today and help all the others to know and remember that we sit in seats of authority. I worship you, I praise you, I thank you. Oh, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for this language to do it in. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the word of God. Oh, thank you for our Bible. Guide us and reveal to us the power of prayer and the authority of prayer and the language of prayer. Oh, and you have said, when we call upon you, you will answer us. Pray dalla magna ne coho pala petesco donne ni cala dalla digno no cobra chito. E shala tushka tala toria ma cala cala digno no vrete di cotaccio. Nishandolo koh brakala ko dohe shetata. Kalavrati di koh barakateli ko anje di ko oshete di ko angale ko tonte di ko dohe shetata. I kafra kala gondje di marakita di ko oshete di gondore ko dala kaya na kala dinyo na kombre kala kala dinyo na kabre ki di ko toshke. Ho 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 frandili mishko. Oh, Ramasito, lo tuo dini, ma cala calabrati, ne coda la barbara coria, ma cala candini, un ombre, cala caladasco. Oh, Chatelita, Chatelita, prete la candi, ne colabati, ne covani, ne cosche, ne anna. Oh, Chate, ne coprata. Cala di Giliano, rogo, prete, ne godo, Chate. Mascotoria, ma cala cantigna, ne coho braca la cantagna, ne coho brati, ne coho palatito, che le deliando, ne coho scete, ne coho scete. Calavratore, ma cala cantagna, ne coho brate, le cotogne, ne cavrato, ne coho scete, ne coho scete, di anda. Libratote, le brata la caladigno, ne coho balacaia, ne coho latito, ne godange, ne godasco, doria, ma cala caladigno, ne coho babaladigno, ne nombre, cala caladigno, ne coho balatisco, to dobre, berecatasco, dange. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, thank you. Oh, palatino, brali, le batute, le bacaladino, ne cobra, caladisco, nobre, calagaladino, ne nobre. Shondolo, shete, shata, alamaco, lontona, da bacaia, noie. Oh, shata la preta, shala bratito, no, palita la dalla caia, no, brica la caladino, posti, non ti offi dalla baci. Oh, shata la paura caladino, no, brica la halabali, dora cobra, caladonia, ne caladisco, doria, ma caladino, no, gombre. Oh, fatti shata po. Cacciotete ne gallambali, tagna ne cojolati, ne galadigna, ne compre, caladigna, ne compre.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Holy One of Israel. Praise you, Holy One. Praise you, Holy One. Praise you, Holy One. Oh, what a banana. Oh, God. We lift up the economy of Israel. Blessing means increase, Lord. Increase them, Lord. The enemy has attempted to decrease them, Lord. Oh, Father, a notable miracle at the hand of God. We ask for a notable miracle at the hand of God. Divine healings and miracles are such a part of that country. So many have been healed on that soil, that holy soil, that holy land, by the holy God, by the hand of our Savior, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask you together for a sharp decrease as you heal, a sharp decrease in the COVID in Israel. As you heal, as you protect the shield. Oh, Ranamakaya di Kohola Pali. Cabra di cala malatito to cohoscendi. Calabra cala dunya ne cahalabra cala caladina. Yea, a blessing, Lord. Yea, a blessing, Lord. Yea, a blessing of healing. Cobra calaca, something they can recognize that is a miracle, that is supernatural. Ostianda de cohobrate. Me le palatoni ne calabrate. I shandora bacala caladino ne coholati de ca acide de ponge. Caladite ca halatite de ca hashate. Bless you, bless you, bless you. 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 Ah, pakaladino no koholati, alabarati toto kohoshen kante de kaha, inyo lebehi emananya ne kaladoladino, ikalavra la marata la dodo kaladalye, anivalatora pilinanyani, eleve, eleve, kondilakani, Asotara dinyo rasakarani, eleve, eleve, elevandoni. Oh, dear ones, thank you for praying. And I'm going to covet your prayers for me, for us, as we go into the autumn assembly. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Ela toho shahto ko toho sheta tata ko onju ki kakafe. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. O fritala ko hobra kala katonya ni ko loprati de ko toho sheta tata ko ati de ko tonya ni kalata. Ibrato scende di questa hashata di colitata. O che fratisco to preca la catange. Ah, we just praise you, praise you, praise you.
And as you're praying for America, of course you're going to be praying for our president. These are the words God gave me some time back. Because of his selection, God selected him. We pray for his protection. We pray for his direction. And we pray for his re-election. And we want to be sure that his protection from all the plans of the enemy is foremost in our prayers. And, of course, for his re-election. Autumn Assembly of Prayer is going to be very, 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 very important this year. Coming up on, not this weekend, but the next, there are a couple of prayer things going on in Washington, D.C. I learned of a third 50 days of blessing that some Christians are doing, praying on the mall. God has moved on so many hearts. Billy Graham's son, Jonathan Kahn, and all those that are connected with that. And of course, we join them all. And keep our praying. And if you possibly can get here for the Autumn Assembly of Prayer, we've had a great miracle worked by God for us for the venue. And I know he's speaking to people to come. I want to cover those folks, Lord, all of those folks. Cover them with the blood of Jesus that you've spoken to come to Autumn Assembly. We just thank you for the right and the opportunity to meet. It's really dear to us this year. We get to meet. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And so, praise the Lord, we thank you. Some of you will be tuning in, I'm sure, for the noon prayer today. And though we pray together on Wednesdays and then again on Sundays, we're praying every day. Oh, what a privilege is prayer. Oh, what a privilege is prayer. That the mighty God who created heaven and earth and sea and skies and space and all that is within them, he said to you and me, I will hear you when you pray, and I will answer you. And so, like Wesley said, it seems that God can do nothing unless men ask him. And so we're asking. And we will have the petitions that we ask of him. It is written. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us, each of us, all of us together, lifting this representative voice to the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shalom, shalom, and have a blessed day. Have a safe day. Have a miraculous day. In Jesus' name, amen.